Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I hope you're ready. Oh, I hope you're ready. Oh, I hope you're ready. Oh, oh, oh. I hope you're ready like I'm ready for the drama scene. We gon' be over here, over there, everywhere if you know what I mean. You can pick the topic. Attention to you, baby. When it's going down,
it's going down.
You bring it up, bring it up, bring it up.
Ooh, Miss Stallion, she the queen of drama. When we never got drama, she's on the scene.
So sexy, taking pictures for her magazine.
For high quality sound, Merck Home Productions is the best sound quality on and off the web. This is a Merck One production. All tracks are produced and copyrighted by Merck One Productions.
Oh, that's all I can say. You guys, welcome to Drama Scene Live. Well, I'm your host, the Queen of Drama, Miss Dahlia. My co-hosts today are Michael the Entertainer and Paradise 36, you guys. All I'm going to say is I'm feeling good.
If all of y'all that's listening, that is Miss Dahlia singing, not me. Because I quit yesterday telling me to please hush when she was singing yesterday.
Oh, wow. You know what? I would definitely like to say Happy New Year's Eve. And for anybody that don't know, that has not been on my Twitter page, I might sit in the background today. It's a wrap for Miss Dahlia, you guys. I have to definitely send a shout out to Mad Hatter from 97.9 The Buzz and Jay Matt. You guys invited me and had a pause real quick. I gotta send a shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for just being so real and for being just the inspiration in radio, period. 97.9 The Buzz, y'all are definitely rocking. But I promise, Mr. Marcus, I'm not coming to see you anymore because I'm infused right now. For those of you who don't know, go buy Papa Do's and go get you a drink called Infusion. I promise you, you'll be infused. Fuck for a while. I hit a curve. I was like, wow.
What is it?
It's a burn some liquor, you guys. It is New Year's Eve, and you know what? Whatever it was up in there, I can't even explain it, but it was a bunch of stuff.
It's more liquor than an adios motherfucker.
It really is. And you know what? I'm feeling like that motherfucker today.
You feeling like an adios motherfucker?
Adios, man.
Too
far. But you know what? We are on Drama Scene Live today, you guys, and I'm not even going to lie. You know, I have my boy, the Entertainer, and Miss Unica, and hopefully they'll be my backup today because I might get tongue-tied, tongue-twisted. I might put some people on blast that shouldn't be put on blast, but you know what? If y'all get kind of cross-eyed today, you know what? It is 2009 of the 31st of December. I'm getting there, y'all. I'm getting. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
You know what? I envy her right now. Because do y'all hear the way I sound? I got to break in my New Year's with a freaking cold.
You sound like a grandma.
You know what? We need to hang up on her.
If you hang up on me, I will come over there and knock your butt sober.
You know what? I'm going to hang up on you just to see if you don't know it.
Just to see if I do it. You just want an excuse for me to see you.
But you know what, you guys? I'm going to tell y'all this. Michael told me on Twitter, you guys, he was like, do I need to take a few shots? I was like, yes, somebody needs to be drunk with me on the show. I mean, I don't want to be by myself. You know what I'm saying?
I'm buzzing.
You know what?
The night quiz.
But you know what? He asked me, like, you know what? Do I need to go take a few shots? And I was like, yeah, don't let me be by myself. Like, you know, you go to the bathroom, like, Yeah, you know, you go to the bathroom with your girl and be like, yo, go with me to the bathroom so I don't have to go by myself. It's like, yo, Michael, come on. Can you try so I'm not doing this by myself? I could be talking crazy, but, you know, so I'm not talking crazy by myself. So it's like all good. You guys, we are definitely in the building. You guys, please check out Debbie. And if I mess up, y'all just laugh at me. Brush it off in 2010, I promise I'll get it right. But, you, oh, wow.
It's wide open and we'll tell you bring it back.
You know what? I'm bringing sexy back. You know what? My hair is, my weave is co-op, y'all. Like, I'm so tipped like my weave.
What? Why did she do that?
And I'm just
her
like,
why did
I did
she just
like,
say her hair?
Wait. You got your lace front on?
I'll do lace front because I'm scared of, like, the hairline. They could tell it's not my hair. You know what I'm saying? I think I have a beautiful baby hairline, so I'm not doing a lace front. For all you females out there that's doing a lace front and y'all can see y'all glue and y'all tape, like, that's fine. Like, it's a wrap. Like, don't take that shit into 2010. Y'all get those lace fronts off. Do a Beyonce. Get a cute little Tyra Banks look. Y'all just can't. Y'all know what? Y'all some tired women. If y'all got, y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know who y'all are. Like, we're bringing the drama today, so y'all know who y'all are. If y'all got those tired lace fronts on, especially the strippers. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day when I was doing the damn thing, I went and bought me some weed. Y'all go buy y'all some weed and get off those lace fronts. Stop. Cut it out.
She is out of control.
Y'all be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sick of that. Y'all driving it like it's hot, and y'all hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all hair is on y'all forehead. Like, stop. Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is, don't do that.
It's
but anyway.
It's on their forehead because they got a five head.
You know what? No, because I don't have no five head. But I noticed one girl, her neck is attached to her shoulders, and she looks like she's stumped over all the time. I'm not going to put her on blast because I love her, but she's walking around all the time like her neck is connected to her shoulders. I was like, wow, okay. And she'd be on stage and she'd be getting it. And I'd be like, wow. So you need a neck job. Like, if there's any doctor out there that has not gone to school for a neck job, there's some people out there that need a neck. Like, for real.
Ooh,
some people really, really.
The spine part, no.
I don't know, but you know what? If anybody could do a neck job, they need, it's some people, I'm finna file. It's some people that need a neck job. But you know what it is, I'm gonna send a shout out to all the bum ballers. Y'all know who y'all are. Y'all wanna be ballers. Y'all not ballers. I wanna send a shout out to all the people who are going on my Twitter and y'all are really not my friends, but y'all sending my words. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain female shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got your baby daddy. I don't want him no more because he broke. So I don't take him, baby. You can have him. He was causing somebody else's day. Shouts out to y'all. Y'all do y'all thing. Y'all can have that because y'all were in 2010. Y'all baby's mamas and baby's daddies and y'all can have them, broke dudes. Hallelujah. And y'all don't drink early before New Year's Eve because I know we posted at somebody's party, stumbling over, looking a hot mess, and I'm talking about Drama Team Magazine's editor. A hot mess. I wish y'all would put me on there as a hot mess because I got on a nice top, cute little shirt, and some jeans. So y'all make sure y'all get a good photo if I tip over and fall. How about that?
You know.
And please get a taxi. You don't need to be driving around.
No, I'm not driving because if I drive, I'm running over a few people in 2000. It'll make sure I'm going to hit you for real.
We're going to see you on TMZ tomorrow morning.
Right, I'm gonna talk for real tonight. If y'all was anywhere in my life and y'all screwed over me or any of my friends, I'm getting the old school rodeo. I'm roll over you. And I'm talking about, damn, did y'all get the Drama Scene Magazine Live Queen on us? Damn, I can't even talk right. Okay, Drama Scene Live Magazine Queen. Okay, yeah, I am the queen of drama, not the Drama Scene Queen of Magazine. That ain't my name. You know what? Y'all are not laughing with me, so I feel like I'm in this by myself. Can y'all take a shot? You know what I'm saying? Do something.
I'm sitting here
shaking
my head at you. That's what I'm doing.
I'm on my third shot as we speak.
Okay, great. Michael, thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Okay,
my NyQuil don't get counted?
No. That's
no.
A, no.
You got alcohol in it.
Michael, we're going to hang up on her in a few minutes because this girl, she wants to take over-the-counter medication. I need you to get a drink. And I don't drink. I need you to get a drink. For those of you who say the show is ghetto today, we're going to be ghetto fabulous. So for all of those who don't, for those, right. So you know what I'm saying? We got Michael. Michael's a whole other nationality. So if y'all don't think this show is diverse, y'all is silly. Cause we got, you know what I'm saying? We got a cute little white boy on the phone. We got a ghetto fabulous female on the phone. If y'all got me, the queen of drama. Y'all know me. I'm just ghetto fabulous.
What'd you say? Look, I was slow right there. What you call me?
You got a fabulous. It is what it is. You know, Michael, and you know what, Michael? I need you to post up some pictures for people to be able to see. I'm just saying.
He was making me happy today because I actually tweeted him, and I said,
You didn't see him. Get it right. You're a ghetto superstar.
Look, I'm tongue-tied just like you. Well, you know what? I hit him up on Twitter, and I asked him. I was kind of pissed off, and I asked him to make me feel better. And Lord, yeah. Michael,
Did he send you a picture of somebody sitting on a toilet?
No,
that
he
had
did not send me a picture. He sent me a lot of pictures. A lot.
Wow. You know what? I love Michael. I love him to death. But you know what, you guys? We want you to call us Lies, Propaganda, and Empty Promises.
Huh?
That's what that is. I don't know if you said that. That's just something that came to my mouth.
It came out real, real fast.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, what you say? Because that came out real, real fast.
No, he didn't blow down just a little bit.
It was like, and I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, you know what? Slow down. Okay. You guys, make sure you call us here on Drama Fame Live, where I am your host, the Queen of Drama, Miss Dahlia, and I have the entertainer in Paradise 36 with me co-hosting today. You guys at 347-637-1796. I couldn't even say the phone number. I'm going to give them myself. Like, call me. 7139. I'm like, my Jones. Home, okay. We're not going to give out the real phone number because I already
that
got
number don't work no more.
It don't work no more. It doesn't work
it
anymore.
You didn't pay your bill.
No, you said we was going to be ghetto. It don't work no more.
Okay, you guys, you know what? We are on live. You guys call in. We are an hour and 17 minutes into the show. And it is what it is. You know, I'm going to send a shout-out to the haters. You know, I'm going to send a shout-out for 09, for all the females that I may have talked to your boyfriend, dated your boyfriend, you jump off. Shout-out to you. Y'all can have them. But anyway, Michael and I were sitting up last night, and we were talking about Rich Girl. And for you guys that don't know Rich Girl, and I might be a little tipsy on the show today, so if I stumble or fall, y'all make sure my co-hosts pick me up, because if they don't pick me up, I'm blast them on the next day they come through when I'm able to go back and listen to the show if they don't get my back today. But you guys, you need to check. Yeah, I'm talking about Michael. I'm talking about you too. Ghetto fabulous. Mm-hmm. You too.
Mm-mm.
For you guys that have not checked out Rich Girl, you guys check out Google Rich Girl. And for you guys that don't know, the lead singer sounds exactly like Beyonce. One of the girls look like Kelly Rowland, and they put you in the mind frame of Destiny's Child, just a cheaper version. Ooh.
And they're from Houston.
Wow. They're from Houston?
Yes. Well, the lead singer, you know, I can't ever pronounce her name right, so we're going to call her Laundry. Because I don't know what her real name is. It starts with the L, but
it's not
Laundry.
Is it Audrey?
It's L.
It's an L something.
Would it be Laundry?
Well, y'all, we're going to take her to the Laundry. If that's her name, my mommy is wrong.
her name tied and all in laundry.
Mm.
Y'all didn't get my.
But I saw the end of the video. Yeah, but at the end of the video, I was like, wow, the girl on the end, like the light skinned girl, like she was walking off, like she had this big old ghetto fabulous booty. And she walked off like, you know, she was like the shit. And I was like, wow, she puts you in the mind frame of a drag queen, like at the end of the video.
But the lead singer is coming for Beyonce, though. You got to give her that.
You know what? She does. She gives you Beyonce. She puts you in a whole mind frame of Beyonce. And I was like, wow.
The ponytail, everything.
But the whole look, the dance moves, everything, it puts you in the mind frame, not only of Beyonce, but of Destiny's Child. And it's like, you know, the director of the video and the person that found the group actually worked with Beyonce and Destiny's Child. And I think that it's amazing. Right. I think that it's crazy that they would try to come out with another generic version. of Destiny's Child. I mean, that's what it is. It's a generic version.
But why would
you know who
think
else?
That's
you know
crazy.
Who helping with the group?
Huh?
Anne-Marie's helping with the group too.
Well, you know what? I mean, the thing about it is the song. It's a hot song. What is it called? He Don't Know Me Though, or something. Or I can't even. Y'all, I'm sorry.
It's too many words in that
even.
Song title, so. It's a paragraph.
It really is. So you know what? The song is though. Something though. Something though.
But why would you be surprised of another group trying to reciprocate like Destiny's Child? Because, I mean, it's like other groups are like reincarnations of a new generation of other groups.
Well, here's my thing. And I'm going to say this. If you're going to recreate a Beyonce, or if you're going to recreate or remake a Destiny's Child, let it be someone or a group that doesn't resemble, because everybody in that group resembles somebody in the other group. And I think that is crazy, because I'm like, you know what? And like I say, y'all already know my head is wandering right now. But I did what Michael told me to do. I Googled them. I looked them up. And I was like, wow, the video was hot. But it puts you in a mind frame of, you know, another Beyonce with backup singers. Because that's really what Destiny's Child was, you know, Beyonce with backup singers.
I gotta disagree with you right there on that point, because okay. LaToya Luckett can sing just as good as Beyonce, but Matthew Knowles is trying to fuck up her career. And that's all I got to say about that real quick.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm sick of Matthew, because Matthew, when we said that we want Tears.
What? Where is she? Did she fall?
Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah,
Matthew, what, baby?
Yeah, you know, there was a quick moment of silence for Matthew. You know, he's a hater. He's so soft in the game. And you know what? You know, I really hate the fact that, you know, you know what? We as parents, we push our children out there. But some of us, we push our children out there to benefit ourselves. And I truly feel as though he...
be honest, he pimped Beyonce.
and he's Kelly Rowland's daddy, but no one wants to admit it.
Really?
I mean, you might as well call him the pimp and her the hoe. I mean, because, you know, that's basically what happened. And at the end of the day, I mean, you know, she's a great, you know, entertainer. You know, but when it's all said and done, you know, your daddy put you out there, and your daddy pretty much pushed you guys to, you know, put you in the mind frame of Joe Jackson. Either you going to make it big so we can get some money, or it's going to be on in your life. And that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, he was a pusher, but Mrs. Knowles, that was the backbone. You got to give her the big ups.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Go ahead,
Michael.
She's going to get half. She won't get like what? And she won't get like $60 million from him?
Are they still together?
Well, didn't he just have a baby or something?
Yeah, he had plenty of babies on the side, but now she just want to, you know, end that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, yeah, are they still together?
Nope, she filed for divorce. It's over. It's a wrap.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say
something. See, look, this is what she said. She said, you can have Solange and I'll take Beyonce. That's what she said.
Oh, she already knows Solange ain't going to really make nothing.
Solange is another Britney Spears. She wants to chop off her hair, get noticed, you know, have a different idea. And that's cool to have your own different identity. But everybody knows that Solange will never be a Beyonce. I'm sorry. You know, she did her little cameos and Bow Wow's videos and stuff like that. But she'll never be a Beyonce. And my thing about Beyonce, and no disrespect, like, again, she's a great entertainer. But, you know, if we go back and listen to the Destiny Child song, she was once talking about nasty put your clothes on. And, you know, keep the clothes on and, you know, pretty much don't take your clothes off and don't show your ass. But everything that we see Beyonce in, she got to show her naked ass. She got on something that looks like a bathing suit. You know, you were once talking about nasty put some clothes on. And she was talking about the other group members, you know, in Destiny's Child. That was LaToya Luckett and LaTavia. But how are you going to talk about these two females when your hot ass is posted up everywhere with a leotard on?
Well, when she
got with Jay-Z,
we just going to say she got turned out. That's when she got turned out, when she hooked up with Jay-Z.
But she's sexy, okay, no. She looked good. But if I see another video of her in a leotard doing the same two-step, I can't take it no more.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. Beyonce is not the one who created the booty jump. Beyonce got that from the strippers because booty, y'all remember when she was bouncing? Sweetie, the strippers were doing that before you were, so put a lid on it. You know, if you go back to way, way back in the day and you went into the strip club, they was holding on the pole and they was bouncing their asses. Beyonce did not create the no, baby. You went to the, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to say this because I know, you know, her stylist and a couple of other people that are in her entourage. Sweetie, you are around a lot of gay people and a lot of punks, baby, and you got your Gucci girlfriend look from the gay community. So, hold up, girlfriend. Miss Fang, sit down. Be
That's why she is Sasha. Why do you think she gets the alter ego Sasha Fierce or whatever the fuck it is?
Why? Exactly. Sweetie, you're hanging around a bunch of Gucci girlfriends that have helped you create this image. And you know what? It's all good. But let's just be honest. You didn't get your booty jumped. You know, you didn't create that because that came from the original stripper. Okay? Let's go to Magic City and Hot Rollers and, you know what I'm saying, Treasures Nightclub, the Gentleman's Club. You didn't get that, but we've been bouncing for years. You just decided that you wanted to steal something out of the strip club and ride with it.
Club Nikki's, Foxy Ladies.
Right, Foxy's up on South Coast Soak over here in Houston, Texas. That's
talking about in the A, Foxy Ladies in the A and Club Nikki's.
Now, we're talking about in the H. Because y'all know Beyonce had to go to
here in the H.
That's right. For you guys that don't know, for New Year's Eve, you guys go over to Magic City or Hot Rollers. They are definitely doing it big. And if you want to see somebody do the y'all make sure y'all go in there and make it rhyme. Because
okay,
don't be up in there when y'all make it rhyme.
Okay.
Now they close down. For the gentlemen that are listening to the show, Harlem Nights is no longer open. Okay? The girls with the bullet wounds, the stab wounds, are no longer in the club. They have migrated over to Hot Rollers and Magic City. Y'all know
that. Well, thank you for letting me know that where my job is, because remember, I got called HK Stripper.
Yeah, you know, St. Aubyn's Finest on Twitter, you guys, called her a stripper. We're gonna send a shout-out to St. Aubyn's Finest with his broke ass. He ain't got no money. He riding around in a car that don't belong to him. Oh, it belongs to him, but it's in somebody else's name. So we are going to shout out to him. Hopefully in the new year he'll be able to get something that belongs to him that's in his name. Holla!
How can you call me a Harlem Night stripper?
when you came to somebody else's house with skid marks in your drawers, holla!
Down.
You know what? Miss Yaya does not need to drink before the show anymore because I have a feeling that a bunch of stuff is going to come out of my mouth and it may not really need to be. But I'm going to send a shout out to St. Albans Finest Baby Mama. Hello, girl, get off my page trying to steal my lines, girl. Stop, girl. It's okay to go to the gym, girl. It's called surgery, baby. You know what I'm saying? Surgery. Go get you some tummy tucks and, you know, some breast augmentation. You might look a little like me. I'm be quiet because, see, I'm getting in trouble.
You know what? But today is the but you know what? Today is the last day to vent and let it out because tomorrow we're not hearing none of this.
Nope.
But you know what? I'm gonna send a shout out to my ex best friend who said I slept with her ex boyfriend. Girl, he said you was a drop off. Oh, I shot a 3-pointer. Girl, people is asking, are you a man? Girl, stop.
You know what?
Stop. Girl, leave me alone. Girl, leave me alone. Girl, stop. I didn't do nothing to you.
Hey, can I give a shout out now? Is it my turn?
Go ahead, then you got the floor.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to the 5 people that bought Chris Brown CD.
Oh, wow.
You know what? You know what? Make that 6 because I got it. Chris Brown, if you're listening to the show, I'm a cougar. But boy, if you ever go back to Houston, you can hit me in today.
Oh,
wow. Go ahead and drag my eye.
The 5 people that bought Chris Brown album.
So we're going to send a shout-out to the 6 people that bought Chris Brown's album. And we're going to send a shout-out to the 12 that bought Rihanna's.
You know what? Yeah.
Leave my Riri alone. That's my wifey.
Yeah. Okay, that's your wifey. That's okay. Because I'm you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get me a dog rope, and I'm going to go get Chris Brown. And I'm going to teach him the game, baby. If you're going to beat him up in the dog. Make sure you get somebody to say it's okay to go. Punch him in the eye. It's okay. Because you'll find somebody to live.
She was so high pitched with that eye. My glass over here.
It's okay. Because, you know, you got a cougar every now and again that'll say, go ahead, punch me in my eye. Go ahead, baby. Go on, cry. Y'all know that song, cry. Go on, cry, baby. Go on, cry. You ain't got to cry no more.
Can
you bite your ear off? Now you bite my ear off, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be rough and tough, but when you get to biting our body parts, we got a problem. You ain't going to be crawling no. You going to be running from my running for real.
You're going to transform your nipples.
That's all right. I didn't get transformed. But if that's going to be someone sitting in the ditch time, I crawl. You're going to be trying to crawl out of that ground playing with the folks. Hey, but Matthew knows Matthew knows just needs somebody to just beat him down real quick. Just, I don't know what to say about his old ass.
Preach.
Michael, go ahead, because you know what? See, I didn't say something, and I didn't got whooped up in the street.
You got choked, you got stomped on already. You got a couple
You know what I'm saying? It's a few people that probably want to, you know, I'm probably going to go out tonight. They're probably going to get her. We are going to get the queen of drama. But I'm going to tell y'all what up on me. It's going to be like the 4th of July.
She should have blown her umbrella.
Hey, you can't under my umbrella. Ella.
Ella.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all like this. We're going to play a Russian roulette if y'all run up on me.
Because you so hard.
But y'all know what? Y'all called in at 347-637-1796. Well, I'm your host, the Queen of Drama, Miss Dahlia, very tipsy and very buzzing. My co-host is Michael the Entertainer, you guys. And Miss Unique of Paradise 36, we want you guys to follow us on Twitter. The Entertainer, it's not the, it's the, T-H-A, Entertainer. Not Cedric the Entertainer. Not Steve Harvey the Entertainer. But Michael. That ain't a title.
That was so country and ghetto the way she just said it there.
You know what? They said together, they said that we was ghetto on the show. So, you know, we're going to spend 2009 out with a ghetto fabulous glass. How about that? I got on a bunch of colors today, you guys. I got on a Rococo top from Italy. A Rococo, baby. Straight from Italy, honey.
A Rococo.
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 Mm-hmm.
What color is that?
Girl, it's a bunch of, I look I look like I'm a Christmas tree right now with an ornament on top.
I want to know what the heck is a rococo color.
You know what, for you guys, go on my Facebook page, and I got on the rococo top. It's green, it's red, it's orange, it's yellow. I look like a Christmas tree with an ornament.
Oh, that's what, all them colors together is called a rococo.
You know what, I look like I'm Senorita Margarita Consuela Rombleda. That's what
you
I look like
what?
Today.
Right. I'm not going to get, like, a decent answer out of her tonight.
You know what? It's all good. You know, I'm sure some people are calling me and saying, you know what, Ms. Dahlia today is on a whole nother level. But, you know, we're bringing in 2009 with a blast. And today's topic is 2009 being a mess. And I'm going to just say this. If you were a mess in 2009, please revamp yourself. Please get your own car. Please get your own house. Please stop getting on our pages and, you know, you're taking all of our friends, you know, saying that you're a promoter or you're a photographer. You know what? Ladies, if you're not a social butterfly and you just happen to have a kid at the age of 15 and you just happen to get a little money, you know what? You're not a social butterfly. You're just a chick that got a little bit of money, and now you can bow to your file right now. So, you know, I'm going to shout out to, you know, the female ballers who just got a little change, who just got a new car, you know, and you guys are the social butterflies.
Thank you. Shout out to you.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is, baby.
Thank you.
It is what it is. I'm going to send a shout out to the people that want to be like Michael, that want to be entertainers, and y'all really don't know how to be a comedian. Y'all really don't know how to sing. You know, y'all really don't know what y'all doing. Oh, wow, my little girl want to sing the best of both worlds. Want to sing the best of both worlds? Okay, we're going to take y'all into a quick commercial break. We're going to let her sing the new Hannah Montana.
You get the best of both worlds. And you watch the fish show. You get the best.
You put it all together. Oh, we got the limo out front. Wow.
Okay,
Hannah Montana.
I thought you was not doing all that tipsiness with Tina Bina.
You know what? At least I'm not out in the club 6 days a week. And I'm not on in the mix.com and outofparties.com. I'm chilling up in the studio, up in the mix, doing a radio show. Guess what though? I'm still being a mama. So I'm sending a shout out to y'all who need y'all kids with people y'all don't know. I'm behind closed doors. Where y'all at?
You guys, you gotta hear my daughter sing?
Come on.
Go ahead.
I'm here to answer your call. I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at all. I've been so busy, but I've been thinking about what I wanted to do with you.
How was that?
How did she?
That's how y'all go. You know what? I'm going to send a shout out. I have to send a shout out to everyone who are being an inspiration to their children. Who had their children in the midst of doing.
Hold on, that was really Cassie singing a cappella.
You know what?
Look, I was getting ready to get my little man in here and start flowing some that 50 Cent song now. Because my little man be flowing that 50 Cent song, having baby by me.
I was supposed to get happy. I was going to be like, hey. But you know what, though? I have to send a shout out to all the kids who are out there, you know, the parents that are being influences to their children, regardless of Miss Dahlia, the drama queen, you know what I'm saying, being a prop of those, doing her thing. I want to send a shout out to the parents who are truly parents and are turning their children into, you know, superstars, doctors, lawyers, you name it, you know. Not the parents who are out in the club. I can see y'all on allthefarters.com and in the mix.com, you know, popping bottles, popping other people's bottles. So, you know, shout out to y'all, to the good parents.
Just because you can get a baby don't make you a parent.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? In 2009, being the Miss Michael and Mika, I want to tell you guys, we need to encourage these women to be better parents and take care of their children. And we talk about this and we stress this so much that we're so busy being in the club that we don't take time out enough for our children during the week. We're so busy doing everything else in the club during the week that we're in the clubs on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, ladies, you know, it's a time and a place for everything. And, again, if you're not from
in other words, what she is saying, in laying me terms for people that don't understand, you be a hoe on your own time, not on mama time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I was really tongue-tied, y'all.
I know.
I was really trying to get that out.
Yeah, I had your back.
Okay. See, Michael
I'm
over there. He's
an open-minded person on this show.
Oh, Michael, see.
What?
See, whoop, did that go over your head?
Yeah, see, that won't repeat.
I said, since I'm the only sober-minded person on this show.
Look, Grandma, with the NyQuil.
You know.
That's all right. I sound like Grandma, but if I get on that Twitter, you won't know what the hell I sound like.
But y'all know what? It's all good. Y'all know we're good up in the hood, up in the place. We definitely doing the East Coast, down south, and definitely on the West Coast, you guys. You guys make sure you call in at 347-637-1796. And I might be talking a little fast. I got to send a shout-out to Trayvon on Twitter. Simply Fat Diva, she say this, girl, you are a mess tonight. I'm loving the show. I love you, too. I am so sorry, you guys. I should not have had a drink before I did the show, but it is what it is. Callie Bell, Erica, I love you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much for following me on Twitter. In the midst of my diversity, Lord have mercy, adversity. In the midst of my drama, thank you guys so much for those of you who talked to me at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning when I was going through stuff. I love you guys so much. Danny Sex Designs, you guys check out www.DannySax.com. The Entertainer. Oh, you on the line. Hey!
Whoa.
Yeah, I did. We're going to hit stoplight. Paradise 36, you guys. We got Paradise 36 on the line. Lindsay Caters, you guys. PJ, I love you so much. I promise you and Matt Hatter, y'all got me going today. Definitely. I appreciate you. I love you so much. We go back 16 years, and I just thank you so much for just chilling with me today. Ooh.
You bringing a Mad Hatter. I don't want to interrupt you, but it's you know, a little irony that you was hanging out with Mad Hatter today because, you know, Takiya has Nikki T's picture, you know, hanging up in her room. So I am really missing her.
You know what, you guys, I'm going to send a very special shout-out to Nikki T. She was one of the jocks at 97.9 The Box who passed away a couple of years ago. So we're going to have a quick moment of silence for Nikki T, the radio jock. Okay, there you have it.
That was one long minute.
Wow, Nikki, slap her tonight, please.
You know what? I'm gonna hit another curve. So it's all good. But you know what, you guys? I really want to say this. You know, even though you know we're all inclined, and it's all good to have a good time. And you know, for all the people that are listening to the show, they're saying that I'm a mess tonight, and that you're loving the show. I appreciate all of you guys so much. It's okay to have a good time every now and again, but at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you know, we can still have a good time. We can still be mothers. We can still be friends, and we can still be inspiration. So that when it's all said and done, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. And, you know, it's okay, you know, to have a social drink. I do not condone doing drugs. So definitely y'all make sure that y'all tell our younger youth that, you know, say no to drugs because there are a lot of, you know, our younger generation who are doing drugs. They're popping eggs. You know, they're sleeping with people without condoms. And just really, I want to say that let's encourage the people And let's encourage our youth and let's encourage our younger generation to be sexy and safe. Let's encourage them not to do drugs. Let's, you know, be more inspirations and icons and right and role models. And that's what it is. You know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, you know, we're still human, and it's okay to have a drink every now and then. I'm not saying, hey, get, you know, shit-faced or just get out of control drunk, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's okay to be social, but it's okay, you know. As long as your children are within the vicinity of you and you can control your children, I feel like it's okay. And, you know, some of us, you know, we allow our children to go see the world without us. And I say this, you know, don't allow your kids to see the world without you. See the world with them. So what I'm saying is, if your child ever decides that, you know, they want to try to experiment with something, sit down and talk to them. If your child is one of the ones who has to sneak off and smoke marijuana, tell your children, no, don't do it outside of the home. Do it at home with me. Be the first person to, you know, to say, you know what, you're not going to like it, but if it's something that they want to try and it's something that they want to do, allow them to do it within the vicinity of the home and allow them to make that decision. We can't force our children to be what we want them to be. We have to allow them to make mistakes. But we have to be the ones to say, you know what, it was a mistake. It's something that I don't want you to do. But if they do it, let them do it in the vicinity of your home so that you can watch them, that you can protect them, and you can say, you know what, see, I told you it's not what you really thought it was. Don't allow them to go do stuff with their friends, and then, you know, you're one of the parents who has to make that phone call and say, you know what, my child was, you know, in a car crash or, you know, my child overdosed. No, let's be better parents. Let's allow our And I could be wrong, but if you guys feel like I'm wrong, I want you to call in at 347-637-1796. I truly feel like we should be the parents and say, you know what, if they're going to do something, me myself, I would rather my child to do it in my home where I can watch her, where I can protect her, and I can be there if there's a bad reaction to something. Or, you know, I mean, come on.
I mean, what you're saying is true, but it's a catch-22 to it also. You know, you're damn if you do and you're damn if you don't.
Right.
You know, that's the case.
Bottom line is, you got to be a leader, not a follower.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do because people want you to do it. Do it. If you're going to do it on your own will. Don't think that you're a punk just because you didn't do it. Peer pressure is a motherfucker when you're young. So
that's right.
That's all
that's,
I got to say.
And you know what, Michael?
I
agree with you. And I say this because a lot of our younger females and a lot of our younger, you know, males, they're out having unprotected sex because someone said, you know what, I'm doing it. And, you know, it's good and it's this and it's that. And we're not being role models to our children and saying, you know what, if you're going to do it, you know, women, if you know your child wants to have sex, if your daughter wants to have sex, if your son wants to have sex, take them down to the nearest free clinic. Take them down to the nearest clinic. Grab some condoms. Get your daughter on some birth control. I'm not saying that it's okay to have sex at an early age, but I'm saying, you know, be the person that says, I'm going to take my child to the free clinic and I'm going to get my child some birth control. Because this is how we prevent unwanted pregnancies, unwanted diseases, HIV-positive children. This is how we prevent that. We have to step up and be better parents and say, you know what, okay, this is what you want to try. Let's go down and talk to your children. It's okay to talk to your kids. It's okay to say, you know what, you want to have sex? Let your mom and your dad help you, and let's go down and get some protection. And be that parent that is keeping your children safe.
Mm-hmm. And get to know that person before you have sex with them, because you never know what you're going to get in the end. You might get a disease. You might have an unwanted baby. You might just get yourself in a whole bunch of drama that you don't need to get to know the person. Be responsible.
Exactly.
That is true. That is true. And what I have to say, you know, on that note, we have a lot of older men, and I stress this so much, so much. We have a lot of older men who are 40, 41, 42, 45 that are in the 21 and up club. And I think that we need to be better friends to our children and pretty much open their minds and say, you know what, this is what you need to look out for. Because there are men out there, and there are women out there as well as men. You know, there are women out there who will sleep with your 21-year-old son. Do you want your 21-year-old son coming home saying, you know, Mom, I got this 38-year-old woman pregnant? No, you don't want that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would be a bad mess.
I mean, it happens.
It happens. I'm just saying, it's, Lord.
And especially since it's New Year's Eve, we got to stress the fact that you do not drink and drive tonight no matter what. Snatch the keys out of your friend's hand if they're drunk and they're trying to drive. Just don't do it. Point blank, period. Don't drink and drive. I don't want to wake up tomorrow and having text messages someone passed away or just watch the news and see all the people that died because of ignorance. Do not drink and drive.
I think on New Year's, doesn't like the taxi people have like a...
They do. They have like...
policy.
Yes. They have a policy that if you're drunk and you can't make it home, you guys call 713-222. That's the police number. I'm sorry.
Call the police
number. 713-222-3. I think it's 713-222-3131, but that may be the police number. But I believe the taxi number is pretty much the same. But you guys call your local taxi service if you're out and about. Lock it in your phone tonight. Log it in your phone tonight. Put it on speed dial tonight. And if you're out and about with your friends, your family, or, you know, just the people that you hang around, make sure you have that number on speed dial. Tonight is definitely going to be a dangerous night. A lot of people are going to be out. Here in Houston, there are probably 26 different clubs that are popping in L.A. There are probably a little bit more. Atlanta, New York. So all the people that are listening to the show, let's keep it sexy and safe tonight. Call your nearest police department. Call your nearest taxi service and let them know that if you cannot drive, call them up. Have your friends.
Or if you see someone.
Right.
If you see someone drinking and driving, you know, call the police. Let them know. Prevent someone from dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So let's encourage our friends, our family members, and the people that we call our friends, our homies, our girlfriends, our associates. Let's encourage them to keep it sexy and safe tonight. You guys, we don't want to hear tomorrow that someone passed away or someone was in a really bad car accident or someone overdosed or someone got flipped a Mickey. We don't want to hear that tomorrow, you guys. Drama Scene is definitely, you know, a positive radio show, a positive YouTube special. We talk about everything. We keep it funny. We keep it real, you know, and a lot of people may or may not like the show. But when it's all said and done, we are here to inspire. We are here to be teachers. We are here to be speakers. And we're here to, you know, set an example and, you know, have people to look up to. It's a lot going on.
Lord, please, I need to add something. And, Lord, please, for all of y'all that has to pop y'all pistols, please do it in an open field with no people, no buildings, no nothing around, because they go up and the bullets do come down. And nine times out of ten,
they don't have
go up, make a ricochet off of something and hit an innocent by, you know, person's house. A lot of people have died that way also.
That's true. You know what, you guys? You're on Drama Scene Live with Michael the Entertainer, Miss Paradise 36. And the Queen of Drama, myself, Ms. Dahlia, 347-637-1796. We're actually going to go to the lines and take a few callers. I actually stepped away from the switchboard, so I definitely want to grab some of you guys' callers. Caller, are you there?
I used to like this show, but you started talking about men over 40, so I don't know if I'm liking the show anymore. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Joe!
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
You know what? I just show a few times, and I'm saying, what? Aren't you girls on anymore? And then I take a look at your profile, and it's, oh, my God, you guys are on when I'm doing some work. So I said, okay. Nah,
we have been talking about you
who's been
for
talking
the last
about me?
Past week. We were like, Joe, you out there wrong.
Wow, who's been talking about? I hope it's all bad, because that's the only way is the truth.
No, we just been wanting you to call.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad I got you before the New Year. So
you know what, Joe? We have truly missed you. We love you so much. You call in.
Love you thing. You know, geez, nobody loves anybody unless it's, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend. I'm just being a moron right now, I admit it. But that word love, that gets to me.
We got love for you, Joe.
And actually, Joe, we'd like to introduce you to our newest co-host, Michael the Entertainer. We actually have a male host now, which is on Drama Scene Live. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, in 2010, we're definitely bringing a male and female's opinion here to the show. So, you know, we don't want to be biased. So we welcome you to the show, and we want to introduce you to Michael the Entertainer.
Michael the Entertainer, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Not bad, not bad. Now that I'm on the show again and everybody's loving me to death. I know what you all mean, but just that, you know, it's not just the show. It's again, you know, because I call up different shows about relationships and mainly politics, and everybody's loving one another, and then 2 days later, everybody's killing one another. And out here, you know, outside of Blog Talk Radio, what have you got? You got a lot of people saying, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then they kill you. So to me, it's like, don't use that word love like confetti. Can contain it. You know, remember, Dahlia, just a few seconds ago, you were talking about making sure everybody has unprotected sex, right? I mean, protected sex, not unprotected sex.
Yes.
Make
yes.
sure everybody's
yes.
careful. Everybody should be careful about what they say to people, especially
exactly.
if you meet somebody that's new. And I'm going off the topic a little bit because tonight a lot of people are going to be saying, I love you. And what are they going to be doing? They're going to be lying. So, you know, I'm going to tell the women out there, don't take all that crap the guys are going to tell you tonight, because all they want to do is, you know, find out, you know, if you've got a tattoo right below your nipple. Not your nipple. Right below your navel. So watch.
Hey, you know what? Right below the nipple, right below the navel, right in the crack of your ass, they're gonna want to see it. So
yeah.
Joe, you're absolutely right. There are gonna be guys tonight that, and Joe is saying it in a layman term, but I'm gonna keep it real. A lot of guys tonight are just gonna want to have sex with you for the first time, the only time, and you'll never see them again. So don't listen to the crap that they're saying that they love you, that they want to be with you, that you're gonna, you know, get their phone numbers, because you know what, tonight. You're going to be a jump off to a lot of people, and that's what it is. You're going to get drunk. You're probably going to get a little shit faced, and you're probably not going to know what's going on, you know, because everybody's going to be having a good time. So, Joe, I absolutely agree with you, but I encourage everyone out there to have protected sex tonight, tomorrow, and the day after. Don't feed into the bullshit that you're hearing tonight. We know when we get drunk, we hear a lot of stuff, and we feed into it, but tomorrow you'll forget it. And tomorrow, when it's all said and done, guess what? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And,
so,
and that's real.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to have sex, if you, you know, make sure it's protected sex, make sure you have a good time. But don't overblow it because some guy's got some game, or he thinks he's got some game. If he says, oh, I love you, babe, you know, I just say, yeah. Let's just have sex and shut the fuck up. Okay.
Hey, you know what? And that's how we're sending out New Year's Eve. Do you have a New Year's resolution, Joe?
What?
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Who, me? No.
Yes.
No, because my years, year after year, are about the same. I've made my resolutions, kept them, maintained them. Everything is fine. I don't have to make anything, you know. No. I just, you know, if you want me to be like, I wish for world peace. Yeah, I could say that, but that's kind of overblown and all that kind of good shit. But no, not for me. No, everything is cool. Now, how about you, ladies? Any resolutions for?
Actually, yes. Actually, I do. I've made a lot. And again, tonight's show is on 2009 being a mess, and my whole year of 2009 has been a mess. I went from being a property manager to a radio job to, you know, a magazine owner to, you know, pretty much, you know, setting out my goals
right.
and turning my dreams into goals. So this year for 2010, I'm actually, my New Year's resolution is to be celibate, to not be in a relationship, and to focus more on my dreams and turning my dreams into goals. And so, yes.
Celibate? Okay.
I'm gonna be celibate this year. Like, I'm totally not having sex tonight. It's like the last night. And if I get it in tonight, I'm getting it in. And if not, you know what, I'm taking tomorrow, and I'm riding with it. There is, you know, I think that I need to start, I send this out to everyone. I think that everyone needs to start loving themselves first,
right,
and getting in touch with who you are as an individual, and, you know, learn you, love you. And once you get to love you and learn you, that's when you can pretty much start being physical and intimate with, you know, the people that you decide to get intimate with. And my New Year's resolution is to just become intimate with myself emotionally and mentally, and finding out what it is that I really like within myself.
I like what you said, love yourself and learn yourself, because I haven't heard that before. Everybody always says love yourself, and that's absolutely true. You got to know who you are, too, in order to find out if you really love yourself. And if you don't, change what you don't love about yourself. Because I think the major reason why people don't get along in relationships is the psychological baggage. And the number one psychological baggage, well, not the number one, but one of the major constructs of it, is that people don't want to change themselves. They want everybody else to change, but not themselves. If you learn about yourself, if you can see yourself in the light of truth, if you can see yourself with your flaws, and you say, you know what, this flaw over here needs to be changed, this has to be modified, and I'm going to do it so I can be somebody better within a relationship, then I think that's important. Because I've never heard that before, Dahlia. Love yourself, learn yourself. And I think that might be a good slogan for you ladies, because nobody else has it.
Well, me, actually, I used to set New Year's resolutions until I got to the point of where, you know what, why do I have to wait for another year to jump off to better myself and self-improve myself? Because tomorrow's not promised. So every day I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do.
That's right. And I'm glad that you had. You said 2009 was a mess. Did you say that?
Yeah, Dahlia said that.
Miss
Dahlia said that.
And you actually attained your goals. You were a property manager, and you were other occupations, and you found 2000.
You know what? I'll say this: my entire life has been based on pretty much being what everybody else wanted me to be, mm-hmm. and not really what I wanted to be. And you know, a lot of people that Google me, the first thing that pops up is FBOP. And for those of you that do not know what FBOP, it's Federal Bureau of Prisons. Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed to be in the situation that I'm in today, because I went from being a convicted felon to having a $90,000 a year job as a property manager. And due to discrimination in today's society, for those of you that don't know, like I said, 2009 has been a mess for a lot of people. Discrimination still exists, and because I was a black female in a predominantly white-collar company, I was accused of something that I can't really talk about because I'm undergoing a multi-million-dollar lawsuit.
Oh.
But, you know, due to discrimination, I wasn't forced off the job. I was pretty much forced to walk away. So I decided to turn. At the time, I was doing Drama Scene Magazine and Drama Scene Live, but I didn't push it the way that it should have been pushed. And I hadn't scribbled on any other pages other than the pages that I had scribbled on my desk. And just with everything that was going on with me in my life in 2009, you know, I lost a job and, you know, had to move out of my home and move in, you know, a friend of mine's home. And a lot of stuff just happened. I was like, you know, hey, what do? You know, and I really want to leave 2009 where it is, because the end of this year has been great. I've met great people such as Michael the Entertainer, a lot of other people who are on YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, and they've really been inspirations to me. Mm-hmm. And I really just said, you know what you do, you keep pushing. And for a lot of you that don't know what push means, it pretty much means pray until something happens. And I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed. And, you know, my prayers are being answered. You know, Michael and I, the Entertainer, are starting our nonprofit organization this year. We're going to be pretty much looking out for people who are abused, used, in bad relationships, who don't have anywhere to stay. We'll also be, you know, traveling around the country you know, and just talking to different people, being, you know, he's more on the comedic side, I'm more on the drama side, but we've decided to come together as a comedic, as talk show host, as radio host, and come together and pretty much try to be inspiration to the people that are out there. So 2010 is definitely going to be the year of great things for Drama Scene. And so 2009 was just pretty much a mess. And that's with politics as well. A lot of people are talking about Barack Obama. And I'll be the biased one and say, you know, just because our president is black doesn't mean really anything. We had one president who was in the office who pretty much turned this country into shit. And now we have a president who is pretty much trying to clean it up. And right now he's not really able to do it the way that we want him to do it. We can only hope for a change. You know, he says that change is, you know, is what he wants to bring. But change takes time, and that's what people fail to realize. Again, 2009 being a mess, change takes time. That's with politics. That's with relationships.
Oh,
that's with everything that we deal with.
I hope you have a show on politics one day.
Well, we're definitely next week we'll be talking about Barack Obama. We'll be talking about, you know, the difference that, you know, we think that we've made. Has he made a difference, or will he make a difference? And, you know, again, right now I don't feel as though he's made a huge impact, but I think that he's trying. And, you know, I really want the president to focus on the women because, you know, being in a federal prison, you don't see just black people. And I'm going to stress that, and I'll stress that to the T. You don't just see black people. You see black people, white people, Hispanic people, Asians, you know, trafficking, drug charges, money laundering charges. And these people are, you know, women who have gotten caught up in society, gotten caught up in the system. And society is so screwed up that when they say the prison system is for rehabilitation, it's really not. Ask someone like me who decided to try to go get a job at a McDonald's or a Burger King, who went from making $90,000 a year to $0 a year because a company decides that they don't want to hire a felon. And I really want to see the president make a difference with women, not only men, but women. You know, let's get our women off of welfare. Let's get our women off of, you know, food stamps. Let's help them out. Let's have, you know, seminars. Let's have workforce projects where women can go out there who have been in the prison system and find a job. Let's really be about a second chance and not just talk about it. And that's what I mean by 2009 being a mess. It's time that, you know, our United States government step up and really look at the problem, because the problem is not just within the war. It's within today's society, period.
Well, you're right there. I wouldn't really put too much faith in the government helping out outside of some funds. And then if they do give you funds, let's say you start with your nonprofit organization, and they give you funds, there's got to be strings attached. So I would believe that a person who wants to try to do some real good in this world really try to do it on their own, because nowadays the federal government that's the number one parasite on the planet. So I think your goals are commendable. If you can help other women who are in the same situation as yourself, because I know you spent 2 years in prison, that had to be a real mess. And if you can actually help other women and men, either prevent them from going to prison, or if they've been in prison, to actually give them some faith in themselves that when they get out, they can actually find themselves, you know, a good occupation, that would be worthwhile. And yeah, the government supposedly is there to help us, but a lot of people depend upon the government too much, and the government takes advantage of it, and then it turns people into mush. And the government, when they distribute funds, they don't distribute it just free of charge. They don't distribute it with just interest. They hand it out with strings attached. Then you got to jump. So you know this, and you probably know this already, but don't get me started on politics. That's my bailiwick.
You know what? You know, politics is my thing, too. I've been doing my research on, you know, the United States government, the government. The United States of America, the government, and stuff like that. And, you know, for those of you that don't know or have never been in the prison system, when Bush was in office, Bush actually took away all of the extracurricular activities. You know, in a federal prison, it's just like being at home. You know, you have the workout programs, you have the college education programs, and a lot of the stuff such as the aerobics, the calisthenics, the crocheting, and the different stuff that they have in a federal prison were taken away because $88.3 billion was spent towards the war than, you know, the rehabilitation in the prisons. they took a lot away from the prison system to pretty much benefit, you know, the war. And now that Barack Obama is in office, you know, a lot of the stuff that the federal prisons have had, they still don't have. So what is the rehabilitation? What is the second chance? What do you guys, you know, if you're going to take it away, take it all away. If you're going to punish, you know, an individual for something that they do, if you're going to take it away, if you're going to take one thing away, take everything away. Don't just leave them with half of a hope of saying, well, you know what, I can take college courses, I can get college credits. You know, if you're going to take it away, take it all away. And that's just how I feel about it. And I truly feel as though when Bush was in office, I really think that he took a lot of money away from a lot of the prison systems, a lot of the education systems, and pretty much put it towards the war, which, you know, I did my research, and again, $88.3 billion was spent on the war when we could have been spending that money on different schools, different schools that need computers, different schools that have, you know, violence going on in their schools, metal detectors and stuff like that. I think that the $88.8 billion should have been spent in the United States and not over there in Iraq. That's what I mean by 2009, you know, being a mess, because now we have, and I'm so sick of hearing people saying, now we have a black man in the office, he's going to make a difference towards, you know, the black community. It's not the color of his skin, it's what he has in store to rebuild this country economically, financially, socially. What is he going to bring to the table for our people?
I think,
and not just our people as... Go ahead, I'm sorry, Michael.
I say I think he's done a very great job, and I appreciate my president. I look up to him. He's an inspiration. He's like you said, he's cleaning up all the Bush's fuck-ups, and he has to do that first. But he's making strides. He's brought us
and
back.
And people is not being patient enough, you know, because it didn't, you know, he only been in the office for just a hot second. And the thing is, it took... No, actually, the fuck-up started with Bush Sr.
Exactly, and Bill Clinton spent his time cleaning up that mess.
Nah, all right, okay.
Come on, Joe. Come on.
I'll wait till 2010.
We'll wait. You know what? You guys, in 2010, January of 2010, we're definitely going to have, you know, a talk about politics. But I'll say this. We can't condemn one president. Excuse my friends, and a lot of people are going to say, you know what, I'm wrong for this. But I don't care what anybody says. If any woman had the opportunity to sleep with the president, give him some head, whatever the situation may be, a lot of women would have done it. It's just a matter of a lot of women just really talk too freaking much. Because I'm not trying to be funny, but if that was a black woman in office that was sleeping with the president, guess what? It would have never came out.
My mouth would have been shut.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't realize that, and this is not a racial issue. I'm not turning this into a racial issue.
But it's a racial issue. That's the truth.
Again,
it
is. But let's look at Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was sleeping with all these different women, and the one black woman that he was sleeping with, guess what? She didn't say not one word. It was all of the Caucasian women that had something to say and put all their business out there. And that one black girl that Tiger Woods was sleeping with, she's still mum. And that's what I'm saying. You know, with our politics, I don't think that, you know, Clinton would have been condemned if she had just kept her damn mouth closed.
Well,
so it was he did sleep with a black girl?
Who, Tiger Woods?
No.
Tiger, yeah.
You're talking about the
black
president.
Michael,
what were you going to say?
I'm confused because I thought Tiger only had white girls.
No, Tiger Woods was sleeping.
Is tipsy and she don't realize that she said it was only one black girl that Tiger Woods slept with.
Yeah.
She's tipsy. She don't realize what she said.
I am tipsy, you guys. So y'all guys have to bear with me. Yes, I am still tipsy. I went to Papa Do's and I had a few drinks.
Okay,
but,
so we let you know that
you
said it was one black girl that Tiger Woods slept with. I was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody's going, what, where, who?
I'm like, where was she?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm making a point here, you guys. I'm making a point.
Okay.
My point is, out of all of the women that he slept with, the black girl, the Negro, didn't say one word.
What black girl? That's what I'm asking.
For those of you who don't know, I am in the media. I have DramaScene magazine.com, so you guys make sure you go over there and check that out. For those of you who do not know, you guys Google Tiger Woods and all the women that he slept with. On Media Takeout, they had a picture of a young lady who was in some club or wherever they were with Tiger Woods. She was a black girl. Tiger Woods was sleeping with one black girl that is mum right now. I'm not even nasty, but he was sleeping with one black girl that has not said one word.
Oh, okay. So now we know, Michael, you're not on your job,
actually,
Michael.
I'm going to disagree with that one. I haven't seen that yet.
Michael, you need to look it up because I have my faith in you, Michael. You need to look that one up.
It was on MediaTakeout.com. Now, whether they're telling the truth or whether it's fictional, Media Takeout reported it, and there was one other.
They also said he slept with Jessica Simpson, but is that true? No.
That's true. I mean, inside sources, I'm 50, so inside sources say Tiger Woods had one black girl that didn't say nothing. Now, Tiger doesn't give me the kind of guys that'll sleep with a black girl because he doesn't think that he's black. But, you know, it is what it is. If he did, he did. If he didn't, you know what? Guess what? And if he did, I'm sure the black females are out there.
If he did sleep with a black girl and all this stuff came out now, she would be out asking for some money, too. And
you know what? I don't think so because I'm going to disagree. The reason I'm going to disagree is because Tiger, you know, he got a little money, so, you know, sometimes we as black women will accept a little bit, then rather accept a lot. We'll keep our mouth closed because you know what? We know that at the end of the day, we'll end up still being able to fool around with that person.
But,
you know what I'm
saying? I need something, Daddy. I ain't snitch on you.
Oh, yeah.
That's how black women are. We're eager to put our hand down and say, you know what? I didn't say nothing, so guess what? Pay me. And you know what? For a little bit of money and a little bit of change, we'll shut the fuck up. And we'll grab that money, and we won't say one word. Have a black girl give President Clinton some head. Do you think that she's going to say something? Heck no. She doesn't want to be in the media. You know why? Because at the end of the day, she's going to get her little money.
You got a point, Donald. Because who was it? The senator, what's his name, Byrd, is one of the guys who's been in Congress for like 8,000 years.
8,000?
Strom Thurmond, I think it was, right? He had a black daughter, and she never revealed it until about a couple of years ago. She's something like, what, I don't know, 60 years old or whatever it is now. And this guy was I think he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and he's been in Congress for like 60 years. So you may be right, because here she is, you know, half black, half white, and she never said a thing. Only her mother knew, and maybe some close, some close relatives. And that may have been about it. So you may be right. You know, maybe Clinton got, he had, probably about 2,000 chicks while he was a governor and president. So, but.
You know what? 2009 was a year of a lot of stuff. But I'll say this. With 2009, 2008, 7, 6, 5, and 4, we can go all the way back. In today's society, it's, you know, we can call it racial. We can call it whatever we want to call it. But it goes back to, you know, in the slavery days when, you know, there were black slaves that were living in the home of the Caucasian men. They did not tell that they were sleeping with Massa or that they were sleeping with, you know, the owner of the house.
Yeah, that's true. It does go back historically, but that's a little different story, too. Because
It is. Yeah. But, again, the black women back then didn't say that they were being raped, that they were having sex with.
They couldn't. Who were they going to go to?
That's why I say we
That's
could.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's right. But the thing about it is that, again, back in the day, you know, white women were taught. They were taught from birth how to go out and go get it, how to get the richest man, how to, you know, and it's still in today's society. And
right,
I don't care
right.
how people.
You're right, because consciously or subconsciously, you know, daddy's little girl or the princess, they go out there and they
That's
do.
That's right.
But don't exclude black women or Chinese women or other women either, because once you start, once you're on the cheerleading squad and everything, you start realizing that all of a sudden you've got a little bit of attention going your way. All women want to do that, too.
That's true. Because now if you look at it, back in slavery days, a lot of the black women had big asses, but we didn't have the breasts. So now in today's society, we have a lot of black women who have, you know, the big asses, but now we have surgeons and doctors to help us, you know, enhance a lot of stuff. We're able to get the big breasts now and get the booty jobs. So now you have white women who are walking around looking like, and you have people like Jennifer Lopez who are built like, you know, the down south country girl, whether she's black or white, because down south, a lot, they're country bad.
You know what? 2010 is going to be interesting.
Jennifer Lopez is Hispanic. She's
Hispanic.
She is.
Yeah. But I guarantee you in 2010, none of you ladies are going to be saying, we love you, Joe, anymore. Once we start having these political shows, you're going to be saying, Joe's here? All right, cut him off.
Wow.
You know? But you know what, 2009, you know, we're going to leave 2009 where 2009 is, because a lot of people have dealt with a lot of drama. A lot of people have dealt with the economic, you know, finance problems. A lot of people have dealt with, you know, poverty, you know, losing their jobs, killing their families. You know, we saw a lot of people in California that were murdering themselves and murdering their families because of the economic crisis. It's not really an economic crisis. It's just right now we're down in the dumps. And we all have to try to figure out how we can help our president rebuild what has been fucked up.
Can't wait till 2010.
I can't either.
Boy.
And that's just really what it is. That's just really what it is. I mean, you know, 2009, we had a bunch of celebrities. We had a bunch of celebrities that were sleeping with people, that were cheating on their wives. I mean, it happens in everyday society. You know, a lot of people think that just because people are celebrities, you know, and Michael, you know, you and I go back and forth, and we blast people, we talk about people, and we go back and forth about it. But at the end of the day, it was still a mess, whether it was the celebrity society, you know, regular society. 2009 was a mess, financially.
America, yeah, you're right. America's messed up. America's going to stay messed up for a long time. Psychologically, America's been messed up for a while. It's going to continue along that momentum. Celebrities, normal people. There's a lot going on psychologically within Americans that isn't too healthy. You know, you're talking about people, Dahlia, were committing suicide because of the, you know, the funk of the economic crisis that we're in. A lot of that stuff is going to continue. The economic crisis isn't going to get any better. People psychologically, I'm surprised, though, that Americans, they're kind of rebounding because they're not reacting the way that a lot of people thought. They're not overspending, they're cutting down on the credit cards, they're becoming wiser, they're not and they're not spending the money like they used to. And, you know, yeah, we're in an economic crisis, but a lot of people, well, a lot of Americans, millions of Americans are paring down debt more than what was expected. It's like we're waking up, which is a good thing, but I'm hoping that we're waking up in the rate that we should, because otherwise we're... The funk that's overtaken America, I think it's going to continue unless there's some sort of breakthrough. There has to be a good sign out there. And I'm afraid that economically, financially, because what we've seen that was the cause of this economic crisis we're in was the foreclosures of millions of homes. There's going to be millions of foreclosures coming up in 2010, and it's going to be commercial real estate, and you're into that. So you may know a lot about that.
Yeah. All I can say is in 2010, we need to learn to encourage.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Love yourself and learn yourself, like you said.
That's true. That is so true.
Educate it more.
That's true. People have to become educated. They have to wake up. The thing is, which is the good sign, is that there are millions more Americans now who are waking up, but it's like we don't know what to do. You know, we're waking up to the reality of politics. People are becoming more interested in politics, which is cool, because people don't realize that politics affects the way that you walk, the way that you purchase something, the air that you breathe, the food that you eat, even the relationships that you have. Everything is done because, and people don't realize it, because of the effects of government, the laws that they pass, the kind of societal mores which they create through indoctrination in the schools. It's an amazing phenomenon how powerful and pervasive the government is. And people do have to wake up. People have to find out, you know what, I'm not taking this crap anymore, just like in the movie. I'm not taking this shit anymore. You know?
I thought he was going to say, Spike Lee, wake up!
Yeah, so
Joe, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Was
if
you
it's
on
a personal
debate
one, I may not answer it, but go ahead.
Was you on a debate team in high school or college?
No, uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have been.
Oh, yeah? Thanks.
Yeah.
No, I'm just passionate.
The great debaters. You have a mind of a great debater.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, you're so modest. You are so modest.
I'm such a modest guy, aren't I?
You're so modest.
No, I'm passionate about politics. I didn't start waking up until a few years ago. And
wow, and you wishing, like, I should have listened when Daddy and Mama and them used to always watch this stuff, huh?
No, my mother and father didn't know shit about politics.
Oh, they didn't?
Nah, didn't know shit about politics.
My grandmother, she is the one that used to always try to get me to watch it, and I'd be looking at her like, lady, please.
Yeah.
But I'm wishing I would have now.
No, when you're a kid, you got other things to worry, not worry about, but to be concerned about. You know, you got cheerleading, you got dances. You got hanging out with the guys, hanging out with the girls, going to the beach, going to a picnic, you know. Going
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. But
it was just a big old world for us just to fuck up in.
Yeah, well, we don't know until we're grown, until either we get married and have kids and have to settle down, or you just, you know, you get in your 20s and your 30s. And I didn't start becoming aware of how important politics was until about four or five years ago, and then I really started getting into it 3 years ago. And every day I do research, and I don't just look at newspapers. I copy the papers. I have them on my computer. I've got thousands of documents condemning Bush. I've got plenty condemning Obama. I've got plenty condemning politicians. I should write a book about how the government has messed up America. If I told you some facts about what America's politicians have done to America, well, I don't know. You'd believe me, but, you know, it might take a while for you to really accept it as being as
I even had some jokes even told to me about how America
mm-hmm.
and IRS is owned by the Queen.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too. Yeah, America.
All our money is making Europe rich now.
Rich, no. Yeah, we have trillions and trillions of dollars spread out throughout the globe. Our dollar is practically worthless. And now, what?
I think it's like 16 to one of their euro pounds.
Yeah, it's, let me see. It's still higher than, still better than the, is it better than the euro? It goes up and down. It fluctuates every day, but I think
it's 15, I know a $15 shirt in Europe would be $25 here.
It depends upon where you go. Germany, France. Yeah, it depends.
In a Walmart.
No, Walmart. I don't think they got a Walmart in Europe.
I don't know. They probably do. Because Walmart was the largest profit maker last year or the year before, even beating out the oil companies. So Walmart probably does. But
I don't think so. Because I hate to
change the subject up, you guys. I'm gonna do it really quick. I just have, you know, you guys know I surf, and you know pretty much. You know, we had a conversation on frenemies, betrayal, and backstabbers. And before we go out with this, and we have 6 minutes remaining in the show. Before we go out today, you guys, I want to tell you guys about a situation. You guys know the situation that you heard about on the show yesterday. Well, the ex-best friend actually listened to my show,
uh-huh.
And she left a very long email. So I'm going to send a shout out to Ms. VJ. I'm not going to say her name. She knows who she is. In regards to our situation with someone that she dated very many years ago, she says that she has proof and storage. I really could care less about whatever goes on. She says that I'm my own worst enemy and that I screwed off a very good friendship. I'm a true believer that, first of all, if a man is 6'6" tall and he stands out, I would remember him. And all I'm going to tell you is that you have a happy new year, and I could care less about you or Tony, or anyone else, just catch me on the rise, and I promise you, whether you said, wait, I want to read her last part of her email. Take care. Happy New Year's. It's yours for the taking. By the way, you know damn good and well, I've never been jealous of you in anything that you have had or anyone you have fucked with. Those are the other bitches in your life. You have nothing that I want. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. I am not trying to be shitty by telling you that. I need, Dahlia needs to change how she looks at things and lashes out to people when she is upset. Once it's out there, you can take it back, chick. Work on that. It will only help you in your personal and professional life in the long run. I thank you for your words, sweetheart. And you know what? We all have intuition about people, and we all know the truth about people, and this goes back to frenemy. You know that you have people who secretly don't like you, and yes, I said it on my show yesterday, and I will say it today. We have people in our lives. Women, take heed. If you know that someone is truly not your friend, you know that they're not your friend, you continue to be their friend, you walk away. Walk away, because there are people in your life who are there for the moment. They're not there for the lifetime. They're there for a season. And I said it, and I'll say it again. I am not my own enemy, and I don't use my show to blast my personal issues. But if you want to listen to the show, I thank you so much for your support. And continue to keep listening, sweetheart. We have 4 minutes remaining in Drama Queen Live, and if you ever feel like you want to listen to the show again, and as you said, you wanted to call the show, I'll extend the number to you, 347-637-1796. If you feel that there is a different version and you have your own separate version, feel free to call in. We can turn it into a whole show, sweetheart, because it's not about me. But guess what? This is my show, and I do it how I want. If you don't like it and you don't like what I say, call in, 347-637-1796.
Yeah, there you go.
And there you go.
And everybody, let everybody know.
Let's give a shout-out. Let's all give it a shout out to Diddy for getting married tonight to Kim Porter, finally, after all these years.
Okay, wait, shout out to who?
To Diddy.
What happened?
He married Kim Porter.
No, he did not.
Okay.
Okay, see, Michael, you leave me in the dark. What the hell is wrong with you? Why? How did I not know this information and then I hear the information on my show? You know what? You're such an ass.
The best for last.
You know what? You know, you wait for 3 minutes in the show and I can't elaborate and can't talk about it. You're such an ass. You know what? I'm the best for us. Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to interrupt your flow.
Yeah.
Because you were flowing.
Okay.
You was flowing.
Oh. Yeah, you were.
I really was. I really was. The ladies, this is for the ladies and the men. Ladies, if you're in a relationship with a female and she's your friend and you think she's not your friend, go with your intuition. Men, football players, basketball players, you guys know the leeches. You guys know when these guys don't like you and they really don't want to hang around you and the only reason why they're your friend is because you play a big sport. 2010, kick the bums to the curb. Kick the frenemies to the curb. Those are friends who are secretly your enemies. Kick them to the curb, and if I see you hanging with somebody and I know that person is not your friend, we're going to be in the club, and I promise I'm going to put y'all on blast, and y'all are going to be on the show.
Well, I'm telling you, you've got 2010 all lined up, don't you? This show's going to be an atomic bomb, isn't it? Come 2010, you're going to have politics, you're going to be blasting people, people are going to be calling in blasting you, and we're going to have you later.
You know what? I want them to blast me because, you know what, all of my dirty laundry is already out in the open. Everyone knows that they can Google me, and I've been to the federal prison in Bryan, Texas. You can Google me and know that I've been broke at one point in my life. You can know that, you know, hey, I used to be a stripper. I used to be a baller. I used to be a broke chick. I used to be a hood chick. I used to be ghetto. But guess what? It's all already out there. So tell the people something that they don't know already. That's what I want y'all to do.
That was an eight mile moment. I felt like 8 Mile when, you know, Eminem talked about himself at the end and he gave the mic to what's his name.
Exactly.
That was an eight mile moment.
I want the people to tell people something that I have not already displayed in my book because it's all out in the open. So, you guys, you know what? We are sending out this special new year to all the Drama Scene listeners, to all the people who follow Drama Scene Magazine. Follow Michael, the entertainer, on Twitter, Miss Dahlia, Paradise36. And you know what? Joe said for us not to tell him that we love him, but you know what? We've been shouting out to Joe for the past week and a half. So, Joe, you know what? I extend this to you, bringing in the new year. Yes, we do love you. We hope that
we continue
to hear your voice.
I love you, too.
And we hope that you continue to listen to the show. You guys, we will not be airing tomorrow, You know what? I think I will. We'll air tomorrow, same bad time, same place, you guys. We will be airing tomorrow on New Year's. So you know what? We're going to take this out with a bang, Joe. Again, we love you so much, and we hope that we hear from you soon.
Oh, you will. That's for sure. And, hey, and every...
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. Go ahead real quick. Go ahead. Oh, did Joe hang up? Okay, wait. Where'd he go? We got 10 seconds. Wait, we got 10 seconds. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. You got 10 seconds. Go ahead. Go
ahead. Oh, nothing. Happy New Year, everybody. Be sure everybody's careful tonight. Enjoy yourselves and make sure 2010 comes in with a bang and nobody dies. Everybody be cool. Okay, that's it.
Okay. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Drama Stay Live. For some reason, my Twitch for locked up. So we're going to take these last 10 seconds. I'll say, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
All right. Enjoy.
2010 with the business.
Yes. 2010, you guys, we are bringing it in. Michael, I love you. We are bringing this year in with a bang. My switchboard lights up, so you know what? I hope you just go out and just go blah, 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 blah.
All right, Mike, nice to have met you. I'll probably see you later on a year from now. next year. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, we'll see you next year.
Yeah. All right.
And you guys know what? We are off the air. Thank you guys so much. 2010 is definitely repping in the building for Drama Scene Live. We're out, you guys. Now we got to try to figure out how to get off the house and log off.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Bye, all.
Yes,
and enjoy and be careful.
Yes.
Right.
You guys have a good night.
Okay. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Peace.